being celibate. You serve God when you marry. There's no church without marriage. God works his plan through us. God needs people to continue his mission. So all of you who are married, when you hear that reading, hold your heads high. Okay? Now for the gospel. St. Mark writes that Jesus began his ministry of revealing and teaching God's will for us in a synagogue, followed by a healing miracle to a man possessed by demons. Healing miracles always confirm that Jesus' message and teaching is trustworthy. Jesus' message at this beginning is that the kingdom of God is coming in power to defeat the kingdom of Satan. And Jesus makes the kingdom of God present. The demons recognize that the end is coming for their control over human behavior. And we know this beginning of the end will be fulfilled later by Jesus' death and resurrection. The man with the unclean spirit in the synagogue says, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth?" You might remember that chilling scene in the movie The Exorcist, where Father Karras asks the possessed girl where the real Megan is, and the reply is, "In here with us." So like Megan, the man in the gospel is possessed by many demons. Jesus shows that his power is more powerful than the forces of evil. The church believes in demons. I believe in demons. I also believe in the power of sin, that powerful drive in us that tempts us to live selfishly. It is those temptations, inclinations, evil spirits in us of self-centeredness, greed, revenge, caring more about what other people might think, caring more about myself than others. Our baptisms don't inoculate us from those things, huh? But our baptisms mark us for Christ. And if we tenaciously invoke his powerful name in prayer, he gives us his grace, his strength to conquer them. Too often, though, we're like that early Saint Augustine, who wanted to become Christian, but at the same time, he wanted to enjoy every sin in the world. In his book, The Confessions, he wrote that famous prayer about his state of mind then. Save me, but not yet. What a prayer. Not yet. He kept rolling the dice. Just like when we take our time outs from Jesus so we can do what we want anyway. God still fights for a place in our hearts and in our souls. When we find ourselves in that struggle, that agony of wrestling with wanting to do the right thing, but wanting the wrong thing too.